Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, and we're so glad you're joining us to our weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, one of the hosts, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for listening today and every week. We've been doing weekly wellness radio for over a decade. And if you're just tuning in today for the first time, welcome aboard. And I've got really good news for you because about 3 years of our shows are on podcast. So you can go to kxlradio.com and click on Let's Talk About It, and you get a list of podcasts. And actually, if you go back about 1 year on that list from the broadcast date today, you'll go ahead and find today's guest doing the show last year. And you could have like a series of shows by this awesome guest yet to be announced. We're making sure the listeners are just like leaning forward. God, I wonder who the guest is. So anyway, this is Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And we do, in fact, have a guest. Wonderful guest. I just want to say it's our pleasure because we rarely have chief executive officers on the show. I mean, really, that's a new high bar for us, and we're going to have to see if we can't score some more of those people down the road sometime. We're joined today by Rosa Diaz. She is the chief executive officer of the Imperial Valley LGBT Resource Center. And as I was saying before, she was on about a year ago. So we do have a series of shows, if you will. But we're going to start... We're going to go in the Wayback Machine. Right, Rosa?
Right. Way back.
Good afternoon. And kind of start from the whole birth of the Imperial Valley LGBT Center, because it has been a wonderful journey, a successful journey from everything I can see living up the block, a couple blocks from your place. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. It really is a pleasure to be here again. I can't believe it's been a year.
It's been that long already?
You know, for many years, and I've been here like 30 years now, for many years, and I've been an ally for 30 years, our youth, our people who wanted to be publicly out as LGBT in our community pretty much had to go ahead and go to Hillcrest, go to L.A., go to San Francisco, go to the one of the more tolerant areas of California, which, you know, we're blessed with some really tolerant areas here. Because being out and being open in this community 25, 30 years ago was just not happening.
That's right. It was very difficult for many people who did identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, even intersex, which is something that I want to talk about today. They, as soon as they were able, they would leave the Imperial County to a bigger city where there was a social life for LGBT, and also services.
Very important point. Well, and I think also, you know, I can be who I am without people sometimes hating me, right?
True.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Being discriminated is very difficult, and anybody that doesn't find their place where they live, eventually they're going to go and look for people who...
A safer, healthier place.
Exactly, and identify as they do.
You were instrumental, even before the center opened, in terms of trying to create a more open, accepting community. Tell us about some of the things that your journey's taken you and in ways that you've tried to bring about social change here.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say that it's never easy, especially when you don't have the support. It's never easy to come out. It's never easy to come out and say, by the way, I don't identify as you expect me to identify, which is, you know, being, in my case, female, thinking about the white dress, thinking about, you know, the being married and having everything that you find in a romance between a man and a woman. You know, you grow up knowing that there's something different. You grow up thinking that your attraction is not towards the opposite sex. yes, of course, there were times that I did find some, you know, young boys or young men very attractive, but it didn't go further than that. It's something that you question yourself as you're growing up.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.